Sigh in the World. I'm John Betts with Professor Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow writing most recently at Defining Ideas for the Hoover Institution about the Hunter Biden case, which is so complicated, my scorecard is so marked up, I can't follow it anymore. But in any event, there's now a special counsel, similar to the language used for Special Counsel Smith in two of the Trump cases, a special counsel who turns out to be someone we knew already, the Delaware U.S. District Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss. Professor, your remarks are taken from the top. Merrick Garland made a decision to put David Weiss in charge of an investigation that David Weiss already investigated. Is this something normal at Justice to double up on the same investigator who now has to investigate his own investigation?
No, it is not. I mean, this is just an absolute scandal in terms of what's happening. First of all, there's always the question of whether it wasn't Mr. Weiss slow walked the investigation and gave a sweetheart deal to Hunter Biden. He did let the statute of limitations lapse on some very serious charges. No competent attorney general will ever do that. What they always do is they will go up to the person who's subject to the investigation saying, we don't want to have to bring charges now. We'd rather get this thing settled some other way, but we're not going to do this if the statute of limitations run. So you better waive the statute of limitations or we're going to have to sue you now, and that's going to be a lot worse for you. Those deals are always accepted. The fact that it wasn't even offered in this case is itself a kind of legal malpractice on the part of the audience. Then you start looking at the charges, and even within his Delaware jurisdiction, without going anywhere else, he can impose 2 1-year terms for each of the two offenses and one $25,000 fine for each of them. And so what he does is he says, no, I'm going to basically let you walk without any time whatsoever. Well, is there anything about this particular case that has special circumstances? I could think of one special circumstance. You let the statute of limitations ride on an earlier case. So if anything, you ought to be really vigilant in this case to make sure that we don't have the same farce taking place. Then it gets worse. You go into court, and it turns out the judge asks the question, I'm not going to rubber stamp this thing. Tell me, what are you going to do about registering as a foreign agent? Clearly, when you're sitting there in Ukraine doing all the stuff that our good friend Hunter Biden did, you're that, and I don't see anything here. And at this point, you see the most astonishing conversation. The lawyers for Hunter Biden say, hey, that was covered in the release. The lawyers for this, for the government said, no, it wasn't covered in the release. The thought that this thing could be unresolved, the first thing you do whenever you draft a plea agreement or a settlement is you figure out what's in and what's out. And the thought that you would put into this settlement an unrelated charge, which is yet to be investigated, and to release it without any knowledge whatsoever, whether it's true or false, is utterly irresponsible. And so then you say, this is really terrible. And Hunter Biden says, it's terrible. We need to have a special investigation. And so, as I said in my Hoover column, there's only one person in the world who should be disqualified from running that investigation, and that's David Weiss. You cannot let the investigation take place. And then you start looking at the statute, or it's actually the regulation, and the typical government regulation. They say conflicts of interest are very important. We have to make sure that we take steps to guard against them by having an independent contract with some outside of impeccable integrity and reputation. And then there's a second clause which says, but unless in the public interest we decide it's okay to let the same guy who messed everything up to date run it again. So you have to sit there and ask a very hard question. And I would think this is the question you ask of Judge Noriker. She has to say, can I actually let him get away with this? And to point that, we know that there are real dangers that this was a collusive slow walk operation before the settlement blew up. Is this the guy we want to have checking his own past conduct and running the case again? The fact that the attorney general deems that itself, it can't work in this case, is my position. Normally, I would defer to him. So if he decided out of the 1,000 attorneys in Washington to take one guy instead of another, okay. But this is the one guy you can't take. So if I were her, what I would say is this is an invalid appointment. It can't be something that we could leave to the bargaining process. There's an obvious conflict of interest going on here, a mile wide and 1,000 miles high. Because it turns out it's the son of the president of the United States. The Attorney General works for the President of the United States. The Attorney General listens to what the President of the United States says in one way or another. What we have to do is to clear the air by getting a clean brush. And so I would reject this particular appointment. And if he starts marching off to D.C. or to California, I would say that those judges should look at the situation and refuse to acknowledge this as well. You can't leave this to the internal processes of an office which has manifest conflicts of interest and a dismal record in the way in which this case is run. I'm not talking about the merits of this particular case or the way in which it ties in with all the stuff that's being investigated by the House committees and so forth. What I'm basically saying about it is that the single most important insight to remember is if you get corrupt processes, you get corrupt outcomes. And in this particular case, the cost of getting rid of Mr. Weiss, who's not indispensable, but in fact an obstacle, is not only zero, it's negative. You have a more credible investigation by getting somebody else. If the Justice Department will not reform itself, then on this particular point, I think the judiciary has to step in. This is not creating a special prosecutor in the famous style of Morrison and Olson, who was virtually independent of everything inside the government. This is a more modulated version of what a special counsel can do. But it seems to me that you have to, just absolutely have to, in the interest of justice, refuse to let this go on. I was just utterly stunned that Garland, who has been such a massive disappointment as an attorney general, could intone the words, "It is in the public interest that I take Mr. Weiss and carry him forward." No, it is in the public interest that he be part of the investigation as a subject, but not as somebody who's actually running the show, which is just a further invitation to continue a charade and a cover-up, which has gone on now since 2018, when these things were first referred to him in the Trump administration.
Professor,
he was a Trump appointee. Yeah.
Professor, a detail here. We just have a minute. Does Judge Narika continue on this case? Because she asked for them to get back to her about how they worked this out. Does David Weiss report in some fashion to Judge Narika?
I think the answer to that question has to be yes, given what she said. But they're going to start to say, well, now that I've got this new commission, I can go somewhere else and she can't block me. That's going to be the struggle. And I think she can block him. I think the general rule is you do not give discretion to settle a particular case when there's evidence of collusion, right, incompetence, and conflicts of interest. And since you can't expect, given what we've seen, the attorney general and his office to correct anything, then the judge has to step in and say, look, I'm not going to name the appointments, you'll say, but Mr. Garland, here's a list of 1,000 appointments, right, that you can make in Washington. Pick one of them.
U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Narika, who was in the courtroom when the deal fell apart, is now going to participate in the rest of the investigation. Professor Richard Epstein commenting on the Hunter Biden investigation at DOJ. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.